Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Well, welcome to the Don S. McClure Show. We're listening to All That Jazz Now. The subtitle, Progressive Jazz versus Fusion Jazz. Yeah, there's quite a difference. We're going to be talking about that tonight. Excuse me. And we've taken a track by three different artists, and we decided to let you decide. There's one by Ella, one by Veronica Swift, and then there's another one by a young woman who is taking the scene by, is taking the world by storm, Claudia Natida. And so you're going to hear all three, and I think you're going to really enjoy that. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. It's Wednesday, and it's raining like the dickens. So I hope it'll mess up everything. Every time it rains, our towers just take a beating. So New York, try to have it all together so we don't do much skipping around. But I think you're going to like the music for tonight. We got some classics, but we also got some fire. You know, people say, oh, I want to get so-and-so. We got some fire for you, so you don't be asking me about that stuff. And we got some great stuff for you. So I'm going to play this track called Cosmic Monkey, and I know you're going to like it. It's a great jazz track for you jazz new aficionados. You know, that's one thing about jazz. It's jazz fusion, acid jazz, progressive jazz, all kinds of jazz, even rock and roll jazz. Yes, I said it, rock and the roll. So you're going to learn a little bit tonight about jazz. So we're going to count the seconds, 5, 4, 3. Oh, it's 7:08 now. So I got to do it now. All right, Cosmic Monkey. that was Eric Darius doing his thing. I like Eric. It's called Da Rhythm, D-A. It's pretty good. I'm a little bit slowed down, actually because I'm sleepy. Oh, man. But otherwise than that, we got a great show for you tonight. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376 or go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button. You know, Chris Baldy is always featuring some talented person, especially females. You know, he does pretty good, and picking that talent is just something he's got a handle on, you know? So, I thought we'd let Chris give you a sample of what he likes and, you know, see what's going on with Chris, because Chris is pretty good. I like him at least, you know, he's pretty good. He's got a young lady named Veronica Swift that he's promoting. And like I said, she's doing a song that Ella Fitzgerald does and this other young lady, and they all do it well. So you're going to get a chance to hear all three. But right now, here's Chris Baldy featuring Veronica Swift.
I went into a little jazz club 3-4 years ago in New York City, and it's definitely a scene. And this young person got up on stage and sang, and in 2 seconds, you can tell there's something radically different about her. She has old school, Anita O'Day, Diana Washington, Billie Holiday, running through her veins and her brain. I literally think 10 years from now, she's going to be the biggest adult, kind of like sophisticated jazz singer in the world. That's how much I believe in her. If I had some Bitcoin, I'd put it on her. Everyone, please welcome Veronica Swift.
Many other nights like this. Yes, and I'll be singing there. with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you and you and you. There will be other lips, but I'm a kid. No, but there's one thrill me like yours used to do. Now I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another never do 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 do
That was Veronica Swift. And as I told you, he picks a lot of singers, you know, to do the great thing. We're going to jump to a track called Polero by the Austria Quartet. And then we're going to take a quick break. It'll be about 7:30. And then we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident. This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net. Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Thank you.
And we are back, and you're listening to All That Jazz Now. You know, we always talk about jazz, right? And you always hear people talk about the different styles of jazz. Well, jazz fusion and progressive jazz are two different types of jazz. Progressive jazz is a music genre that developed in the late 1960s when musicians combined jazz harmony and improv with rock music. With rock music now, and then some funk, and then some rhythm, and then some blues. So progressive jazz was different from jazz fusion. And of course, we always thought all jazz was just jazz. So with the progressive jazz, you had electric guitars, amplifiers, keyboards, and they were popular in rock and roll, particularly those who had grown up listening to rock and roll. So see, we always thought of jazz as just Miles and Duke Ellington and the others, but fusion jazz and progressive jazz, a little bit different. Now, jazz fusion, to clear up the difference, it was the arrangements that varied in complexity, which is what they talked about with Miles. Some of the talents, they employed groove-based bands fixed to a single key. Simple, repeated melody. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da, something like that. Now, others used elaborate chords, progressions, unconventional time signatures. Pick up their own thing. Or with melodies, with counter melodies. So it was a big difference, but it was all still jazz. You know, a lot of times, like I said, when we start learning more, you know, we see jazz a little bit different. The arrangement's simple, or could be complex, typically about improv sessions. That, you know, sometimes they do a jazz session that just be 2-3 hours. Much like in other forms of jazz, with jazz, as fusion can be employed, you know, with brass and woodwinds, kind of like what Earth, Wind, and Fire does, instruments such as trumpets and saxophone. Other instruments often substituted for these. So tonight we're going to be talking about fusion jazz and progressive jazz and giving you an idea of, you know, just jazz. I like saying jazz, too. It sounds so jazz. I'm going to jump to a track by Sade, and she's a smooth jazz singer. I guess you'd call her progressive, huh?
This may come
To see her, she only does intimate performances in the latter part of her career. You know, like there's a place called the Sardine Bar in Chicago. It doesn't hold that many people. The tickets were probably about $100 a person, stuff like that. So, but they enjoyed it. It's probably meant more too, knowing Shade, but she just wanted to do the little intimate stuff so she could perform for you, not that 20, 30,000 people in an auditorium, even 500, 600. So, you know, some artists are like that. The person's autobiography that you need to read as a sharp female is Lucille Ball, how she went up and down, down and up. But she felt she was destined to really get it at the top mark. And she did it. She created Desilu Studios. And she was a powerhouse, real powerhouse. She sold Desilu for $17 million to CBS. But before then, they produced some great things, man. Just really great shows, you know. Her and Babalu, Desi Arnaz. So you know what? Just check out, some ladies got that gift, man. When they're driven, it's no stopping them, you know? And she had the good and bad, the up and down. But it was a good thing. Matter of fact, since I'm talking about her, ups and downs and ups, you know, you're going to have those, right? You're going to have some good days, some bad days, some mediocre days, some AC on fire days where you just can't do nothing but get it right. I'm going to play this track by Frank Sinatra, old school jazz. I did it my way. It's kind of like the theme song. But when you know that you did pretty good, even though you made some boo-boos.
Thank you. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark, my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not.
That song. And you know, when I do jazz night at karaoke, I sing that song. Yes, there were times I had a few, and I spit it up, and I had to chew, and through it all, and through it all. Oh man, I just got a text. Somebody say, please don't sing. I don't think that's funny. We got a lot of great music for you tonight. Like I said again, you know, Chris Botti, who's always picking up great entertainers, putting them out there. The man is just good. You know, but there's a group that Sharon Banks is always picking out somebody. She's got a girlfriend and her husband who play and sing together. They got a track called The Rest of Your Life. Why don't I hit the play button on that? 7:52. We got 7 more minutes to go before we have just dusted an hour. And I want to send a little prayer out tonight for one of my staff members and good friends and road dogs. We've traveled together. She's gone down to Iowa to help my sister with her events while we were there. And great person. She lost her brother last week. And 2 years ago, her mother passed. And this year, after her brother, you know, she had to put her mother in one of those homes. You know, she was getting elderly and 88 or 89. And it really hurt her. You know, she called and we talked. So I got to send a shout out to her because Rhonda Alexander, that's my girl. You know, we're on the road together. It's so much fun, you know, and working on projects. She's been to the mansion with me where I did one of my exhibits. And, you know, she's Johnny on the spot, really good when she's working. Good friend, good person. So sometimes tragedy hits your heart. It's kind of hard to take. But I'm going to put this track on by Terry Tuck. What are you doing for the rest of your life?
What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you spend it all with me. All
Hey, you know, I had to take a quick break and just a moment of silence to honor Rhonda Alexander and her family. It's only fitting. We're going to get to some more great music, and we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we only got an hour and four more, three, two, one, actually 59 more seconds to go, huh? That's pretty good. All right, let me play this, and when I come back, we got you.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is just that.
No, man, I really like the way she said that, you know. And she's working on a new piece for me for the T-shirts that we're promoting, Crystal Catherine Magic and Heroes for Tomorrow. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least. So let's see what's on our playboard. Like I said, we got another track by Chris Botti. We got a couple of tracks by Chris Botti. This is, first we're going to jump to Incognito, and then after that we're going to jump to Chris Botti featuring Carolyn Campbell and Sophonia Versosa. That's a beautiful track. You know, I want you to close your eyes when you hear that and just enjoy how beautiful, even though it's raining and dark, enjoy some beauty in your life.
You always there, thinking of you.
Carolyn Campbell, Sofoni. That's deep, man. That's just deep. You know, you sit back with that glass of wine, candle, and jazz. How about that? We're going to jump to a track. After that, we're going to talk a little bit more about jazz fusion and progressive jazz. And I think you'll like it. They even mention it here. It became smooth jazz. How about that? The term jazz rock is sometimes used as a synonym for jazz fusion and for music performed by the late 1960s and 1970s, the era of rock bands that added jazz elements to their music. And after a decade of popularity, fusion expanded its improv and experimental approaches through the 1980s and in parallel with the development of a radio-friendly style called smooth jazz. See, so when we hear people talking about smooth jazz came from jazz rock and fusion jazz. That's deep. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Let me play Michael. And when we come back, we got more great jazz info and jazz music. Thank you. So you, that's where smooth jazz came from. They would add that little guitar part in, and a little something. And it had a lot to do with rock and roll. How about that? I know you're like, what? Rock and the roll? Yeah, the rock and the roll. See, you're never too old to learn something. And that was a good one, man. I like that. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, we're going to slow it down for a minute. We told you there's a track that Ella Fitzgerald did. There Will Never Be Another You. And this young lady, because, you know, we play the old, and then we bring it to the young. Claudia from Africa, Nakita was the track. And we played one earlier, Chris Body leading the way, and it was good. But it's the same song, There Will Never Be Another You. So we're going to play the one by Ella, and we're going to play the one by the young lady. Now, we're going to do the young lady first, because, of course, Ella Fitzgerald is one of the queens of jazz. But I want you to listen to the two styles back to back and tell me what you think. You know, like, I think the young lady's got a future in jazz. She's already doing well. But she took an old track, was done back in the day by Ella Fitzgerald. So here's Claudia.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. There will be many other nights like this, but I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. There will never ever be another you. Be many lifts I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like it used to do. I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another? Oh, there will be many other nights I feel, but I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be many other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. Yeah.
That was Ella Fitzgerald doing There Will Never Be Another You live. And so Claudia hit it. And then earlier we had Veronica do it. You know, so it just shows you the different styles to jazz that people like and they get it on, like the pop and the corn. Pop and the corn. Oh, man. And we're also featuring Ella Fitzgerald. Yes, one of them. Of course, Sarah Vaughan, Dakota Staton, Big Maybell, and a lot of the others. George Sharon did a lot of things with her. So I'm going to play But Not For Me, Ella Fitzgerald, doing it back in the jazz days.
But not for me, a lucky star's above, but not for me, with love to lead the way, I've found more clouds. Yes, he's not for me.
once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Jazz now. The subject for tonight was jazz fusion versus progressive jazz. Just to kind of give you a little something to think about. Huh? And we include it because progressive jazz and jazz fusion ended up having smooth jazz. So it's just deep, right? It's just deep the way the thing goes. But you notice the jazz or whatever music it is, always got to have some romance in there, you know. Just some great romance. I'm going to play this track by Ella Fitzgerald called These Foolish Things. And Ella was really big in the day. But there's a lot of young singers coming up that's kicking it, knocking it, greatness. That's what Chris Botti said about Victoria. He said, hey, she's one of the best he's heard in a while. And she's young. So let's give a listen to Ella Fitzgerald doing These Foolish Things. And when you're at a jazz club, maybe ask the artist, say, hey, can you sing These Foolish Things? They'll be like, what? By Ella. They go, oh, okay, I got you. I got you.
Oh, will you never let me be? Oh, will you never set me free? The ties that bound us are still around us. There's no escape that I can see. And still those little things remain. that bring me happiness or pain. A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Things remind
remind me of you. The smile of Garbo and the scent of roses, the waiter's whistling as the last bar closes, the song that Crosby sings, boo 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 boo, these foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings, these foolish things remind.
That was Ella Fitzgerald. And you know, a lot of those songs, now I know you guys don't remember because you can't be no more than 20-something. But there was this young lady named Doris Day. And yes, she was a white female. But she sang a lot of those songs, and she had kind of a black sound when she sang it. You know, she could cut. And so it would be in the movie, and she liked this guy, and of course, they were no good, or some femme fatale was trying to do something. But the writer was always writing stuff that just had a pretty good movie track. You know, the girls were always dressed in the glamour. They said that MGM Grand always had to have the girls just laid out. You know, I think the lady's name was Hetty. She was the head of the wardrobe department. Man, they say that lady could dress some ladies, you know, in those movies. So that's long before your time. But sometimes when you're bored or you just feel like watching something of vintage, you know, go to those old James Cagney movies and Doris Day and stuff, and you might like them. You know, the movie that a lot of people watch, It's a Wonderful Life, and that's back in the day. That's Jimmy Stewart. But they still watch it. Still gets a lot of hullabaloo. Hullabaloo? Oh, okay, all right. Well, it gets a lot of kick-a-cocka. How about kick-a-cocka? Sound modern? All right. That's maybe more 12 more minutes to go. Actually, 11. And I'll be sailing into the sunset. Well, it ain't sunset. Sailing into the dark of the night.
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's going to be a musical next year. I Love Being a Butterfly, and I can't wait to see all the butterflies on stage in blue. Oh, man, that's going to be magnificent. You know, as you build a career, you see projects coming to life that you want them to stay around forever. As grandkids and great-grandkids and great-great-great-great-great-great-great be around watching I Love Being a Butterfly. Man, that's got to be something else, you know? Well, 5 more minutes, we're out of here. Actually getting close to 4. I have enjoyed the jazz show and taking you back and bringing you forward and taking you back and bringing you forward and hitting it hot and then laying it low. You know, that's what you do. But it's always good to enjoy music. That's one of the things about life that's a pleasure, whether it's jazz, classical, rock, soul, country. Music has a lot to do with magazine covers. It got its first, what they call indigenous young females on their front cover. Of course, she's an Indian. She's from the Cree tribe in Canada. But it was such a joy. I mean, the world blew up. They are Cree Indian in a swimsuit on the front cover of a magazine. It's all over the news. So you can tell times are trying to change. It's not 100%, but it's a whole lot better than zero. So I want you to think about that as you work on your dream. Work on your book, your coloring book, whatever it is, your video shows. Just keep doing what you want to do. Just keep doing what you enjoy, and you'll find a lot of success in that. But actual, real success. So, my announcer is going to get us out of here, and let's see what kind of devilment online I can get into with writing. How about that?
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do 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 do